Yes, it was very comfortable for the Lions in the end. And one of their stars is a man who used to have brown and gold running through his veins. He now has maroon and gold running through his veins. Luke Hodge, welcome to Grandstand.
G'day, Luke. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm going all right.
You haven't let that go, have you?
Mate, I'll never let that go. Come on. I know. You seem very comfortable in Brisbane these days, Hodgie.
Mate, it's been an enjoyable year or 18 months for my family and myself, and I guess for the rest of the boys as well. I think if you look at the football that we're playing, it shows that a lot of the guys are enjoying their football and enjoying the style that we're playing.
How are you pulling up these days?
Terrible. No, I think it's like anything. Some games you go through it, you have a physical game and you pull up terrible, and then some games like yesterday where I didn't do a hell of a lot and I pulled up great today. So it's sort of, as you get older, some days good, some days bad.
Are you old enough now to say no to the ice baths, or are you spending half the week in an ice bath?
That's what gets me up, mate. I've sort of had a pretty good routine from Hawthorn days, which I sort of try and stick to with massages, icing, ice baths, and a bit of active recovery, which sort of helps.
You're kind of fooling us all because you actually look like Benjamin Button. You look like you're really like reversing the hands of time up there, Hodgie. I've got a question for you. Dan Hanbury was playing yesterday. It was great to see. He moved to the Saints in what could be termed a Luke Hodge move to try and get some experience into the team. How long does it take when you go to a team to bring your experience? That's why you're there. Before you feel comfortable to start a sentence with, well, at Hawthorn, we, or at Sydney, we, do you have to kind of bide your time a bit?
Yeah, you try not to use that. You try and use the in my experiences rather than at Hawthorn or all that kind of stuff. But because that's the reason why they got you there, because of the experience you've been through and what you've learned across your journey, because people have taught stuff to you and you've watched pretty successful people do certain things which you've copied. So it is hard, but especially for Dan not being able to play, a lot of the stuff that he would have impacted or brought into the club in the pre-season is good and has impact, but it's not until you can play where you can talk to the blokes out in the field as a senior player, because you look through St Kilda's side and they've got a lot of injuries. They've got up to, well, before having Carlo and Dan come back, they had probably 10 of their main players that have been injured. So to have him back out there and have his voice and instruction and just a little bit of experience for him to pass on to him is going to help him.
Now, Luke, you played in a couple of teams that at the halfway point you were bound for finals, just a couple. How are you handling the Brisbane Lions boys? Because potentially they're bound for finals. Do you use the F word? Do you tell them to pull their heads in? Do you say, you know what, this is what's ahead of us. This is exciting. Let's aim for it and put it on the table. How do you handle it at this point of the year?
To be honest, it hasn't been spoken about too much so far this year. And I think a prime example of that is, like, 2 weeks ago we lost the Carlton who were down and just sacked their coach. And a team... a lot of people are saying we've got to win those games if we're going to be a competitive team and to go deep. But I think that's a good thing. It's been a good check on the side that if you don't come switched on, if you don't come with your mind on the job every week, that you can get beaten. And I think that was a good thing. We had a week off last week, and sometimes having a week off, the players can come back a little bit lazier, a little bit slack. I thought our intensity was really good, and I thought we sort of played a solid brand of football yesterday after a bye.
So players down here, when they have a bye, they all go to Queensland. What do the Queensland players do?
We just go a little further north. we had about 10 of the guys take their part of the family up to Hamilton Island for 3 or 4 days, which was great to get away, and played a bit of golf as well, which is nice.
How's your form?
Slowly getting better, but to be honest, it couldn't have got any worse. So right. If you spend enough time on something, it should be getting better.
Are you staying in Queensland next year?
Yes. We'll be up there for a while, I think. I think the main thing is when you move the family up there, you got to see how they adjust. And my kids love their school. They've got a good group of mates now. My wife absolutely loves it up there. So I think being out of the footy bubble has kind of helped it as well. In Melbourne, you spend a lot of time either going to different footy clubs or doing other things out and about, where we spend so much more time as a family to get up in Brisbane, because there's not a lot to do, because most of it's NRL, and we've really enjoyed it.
And I imagine you're not getting stopped in the street every second corner by people yelling out, "Hey, Hodgie."
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit down here. You're sort of, it's similar to probably Storm, I guess. People are aware of the footy side, but they're sort of, their passion's in AFL. And there's obviously, you've got a few Storm members down there that are really passionate, but then up in Brisbane, it's sort of the other way. Most of their passion's NRL, and a little bit there's a little batch of people that are passionate AFL. So yeah, it's not quite the same as in Melbourne.
When you play back here, in Victoria, do you get a real sense of that Fitzroy, the kind of the blood-curdling screams of Fitzroy fans who are still rusted on now with Brisbane, and you get that other kind of love from a different type of supporter base?
Yeah, definitely this year it's been getting bigger and bigger, and I felt yesterday, because of all the support we had from the Fitzroy, the old Fitzroy supporters, but also the Lions supporters now, it felt like a home game at times. When you had Charlie Cameron running around in the 40-50, kicking goals over his shoulder, and then you had Alan Christensen doing the same thing, the roar behind the goals up there, it actually felt like that we were at a home ground. So all the Fitzroy, old Fitzroy supporters and now Lions supporters, we've got to thank you for the support they've given us when we do come down.
Can you feel some momentum building in that support in Brisbane with what's happening this year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, from last year early on, when we get your 15, maybe 16,000 people there, we haven't had a crowd under 20,000 this year, which has been great. And when you've got 20,000 people all barracking for the same team, it's a pretty good atmosphere when we get a run on. As I said, with the exciting brand of football we're playing and the exciting players we've got, you can really sense something building up there from the supporters' point of view.
Well, you're doing it very nicely this year, Hodgie. Before we let you go, though, we have to play a little game here on Grandstand called How Well Do You Know Your Teammates? I really don't want to bring you undone here, mate, so let's see how we go. Question number one, what is the name of Eric Hipwood's dog? It's a Groodle, I believe. Judging from the
couldn't tell you, mate.
It's Hugo. Hugo the Groodle.
That was going to be my second guess.
That was a tough one. All right. When is Chris Fagan's birthday?
Today.
Oh, he got that one quick, didn't he? For a bonus point, how old?
58.
Oh, okay. You got two there. And finally, which of your teammates is from a small country town in South Australia called, pronunciation pending here, Kybibolite?
Oh, I'm thinking either Link McCarthy or Lockie Neal.
Yeah, there you go, Lockie Neal.
Lockie Neal.
Well played, mate. We'll give you two out of three.
The dog's name.
That's so good.
Yeah. Next time you guys get Grant Birchall on, can you tell him the story when Clarko bought him a dog round as a present?
Oh, okay. We're definitely going to bring that up.
That's a ripping story.
Hodgie, thanks for joining us on Grandstand, mate. We have to get to news. All the best for the rest of the year.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. See ya.
Good on ya.